Welcome to your Morning Boost, your daily leadership advice to help you lead your school community. Brought to you by AWB Education and sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time.
Good morning, leaders, and welcome to another day of your Morning Boost. I'm Jess Hansen, and I'm truly delighted to be with you again. I hope your journey through the week is unfolding smoothly. I want to say a quick thank you to AWB for allowing me this opportunity to do these podcasts. I'm genuinely enjoying sharing some ideas with you. If you are interested in doing this, reach out to them like I did. I just went to the AWB Education webpage and filled out the form. It really is as simple as that. Adam pretty much took care of the rest. Big thanks again to him and the crew at AWB. I have learned a lot during this adventure. Speaking of great learning, if you're looking for even more insights, I highly recommend checking out Control Shift Lead, another fantastic podcast from AWB Education. Adam and Jim share some incredibly insightful tips and captivating stories. It's an easy listen with so much to gain for any leader looking to grow. This morning, our conversation shifts to a really important aspect for every school leader: how to genuinely gauge if your classes are offering enough intellectual challenge. This isn't about making learning unnecessarily difficult. It's about making sure our students are truly provoked to think, stay engaged, and build the vital problem-solving abilities they'll need for their futures. We'll be reflecting on some valuable perspectives, echoing some of the themes found in the May 2025 edition of Principal Leadership, all aimed at helping you assess and foster a climate of appropriate academic challenge across your entire institution.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lisa Hill, a longtime educator of nearly 40 years as a teacher, counselor, professor, and vice principal, and I've seen just about everything public schools can throw at you. And now I'm sharing my tales on my comedy podcast, Vice Principal Unofficed. It's where school leadership meets laugh-out-loud stories, from underwear-required parent-teacher conferences, yes, really, to staff lounge confessions and more you won't believe. I'm telling it all with humor and a whole lot of heart. I also tackle the serious stuff too, like what schools really need to change and those behind-the-scenes moments no one talks about. So if you're ready to laugh, learn, and maybe even cry a little, but mostly laugh, join me and my 90-year-old mom, my unofficial co-host, on Vice Principal Unofficed. New episodes drop bi-weekly on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast fix. Trust me, this is one detention you'll actually look forward to.
All right. Let's unpack some practical ways to assess the intellectual depth within your classrooms. First, move beyond just content coverage to truly consider cognitive demand. Rigor isn't simply about cramming more information in. It's about the level of deep thinking students are required to do. Are they truly analyzing, evaluating, creating, and problem solving, or are they primarily just recalling facts? For example, instead of merely memorizing historical dates, are students analyzing the causes and effects of historical events and developing their own informed conclusions? I once observed a lesson where the teacher shifted from a timeline recall to a debate on historical turning points, and the depth of student engagement and thinking was remarkable. It truly changed how I viewed cognitive demand. Next, pay close attention to student engagement and their questions. Classrooms that offer genuine rigor often have an air of productive struggle and the hum of meaningful inquiry. Are students actively participating in discussions, posing insightful questions, and wrestling with complex ideas? Listen for questions that begin with why or how does this relate to, rather than just what's the right answer. As renowned educator Dylan William often emphasizes, learning happens when students have to think hard. Scrutinize the quality of your assessments. Do your assessments genuinely measure higher-order thinking skills, or are they mainly based on recall? Rigorous assessments require students to apply knowledge, synthesize information, and demonstrate their understanding in various ways. Your assessments should include open-ended questions, project-based tasks, or scenarios that require real-world problem-solving. Examine teacher feedback and the scaffolding provided. Is the feedback teachers are giving truly pushing students to deepen their thinking and refine their work? Is scaffolding designed to support all learners in reaching higher levels of complexity without doing the thinking for them? Look for feedback that encourages reflection and independent problem solving. Like asking, what other ways could you approach this problem? I remember a teacher who, through carefully crafted scaffolding, was able to unlock truly rigorous thinking for her struggling students, allowing them to tackle problems they initially thought impossible. Finally, consider student voice and ownership. In a truly rigorous environment, students often have a degree of control over their learning journey. Do they have opportunities to choose how they demonstrate understanding or explore areas of interest within the curriculum? This could involve allowing students to select a research topic within a broader theme or choose the format of a final presentation. So to summarize, evaluating classroom rigor means closely examining cognitive demand, observing student engagement and their questions, analyzing the quality of assessments, examining teacher feedback and scaffolding, and considering student voice and ownership. It's all about ensuring every student is truly stretching their intellectual muscles. Remember, genuine rigor isn't about setting up obstacles. It's about constructing pathways to deeper understanding and greater achievement. It's about cultivating a learning environment where every student is challenged to think critically, collaborate effectively, and evolve into an independent learner. Keep championing that intellectual stretch in every classroom. Thanks for listening. We will talk with you again tomorrow.
You have been listening to Your Morning Boost by AWB Education in partnership with Grundmeier Leader Services. You can find out more about our services by clicking on the links in the description. Remember, you are doing this vital job that only a few can do. So until next time, thank you for your service to your community.